The York Bowl in Fayetteville is kicking off its 2013 winter comedy season with a sold-out show featuring Ralphie May Thursday night. The comic was raised in Clarksville and gained attention on a national scale about a decade ago when he won second place on the reality television show competition Last Comic Standing. When we spoke on the phone yesterday, Ralphie told me he is not everyone's type of comedian. He says he's a little nutty and crazy, but he's got a lot of spirit and is really, really funny. Among the comic's earliest performances was an appearance at an open mic night at a Ramada Inn in Fayetteville. During yesterday's phone conversation, I asked Ralphie if he remembered the first joke he told at the local open mic night.
I don't, but I did kill. I crushed. I won a series of open mic battles, comedy contest with the comedy show. I destroyed. And eventually I got the K-Hog, the radio station up in Fayetteville, was sponsoring the Sam Kennison concert in town, and they wanted a local opener, and they had a comedy contest, and I won that too.
So was the winning kind of a inspiration for you to keep going with your comedy?
Yeah, and the fact that Sam said I was funny, and I mean, he was at the time, you know, one of the biggest guys in stand-up comedy, and he said that I was really, really funny, and so that I should move to Houston and pursue stand-up comedy like he did. And so that's what I did. I didn't even wait to graduate, you know. I just left Clarksville and moved to Houston as soon as possible.
It's worked out well for you, and on Thursday, you'll be...
Yeah, there was 14 years where it didn't seem like it worked out too well.
fair enough. But on Thursday, you'll be here in Fayetteville at the UARC Bowl, and the venue actually hosts its own set of open mic nights, and there's lots of locals who come in and participate in that. So as someone who came from those humble beginnings, do you have any suggestions or any advice for comics around here who are trying to start working on their comedy acts?
Just do as much as you can, as long as you can, and have a blast. It's really fun. If you're stressed about it, you're in the wrong thing. You know, it should be just natural and just having a great time. If it's funny, laugh at it. You know, make them laugh. It's the best drug in the world.
So in addition to being on stages doing live performances, you can also be seen on TV often. Last year you had a special on Comedy Central. It was your fourth,
yeah,
as I understand it, as called Too Big to Ignore. Now, four seems like a lot to be doing, but I guess on the one hand it's a compliment because they keep asking you back, so you must be doing a good job. But is it stressful for you at all trying to come up with new material? Because I'm sure that's one of the things they say is don't do what you did in your last special.
Yeah, actually, it's not stressful at all for me. I write too fast. I was at a comedy club in Arlington, Texas last night for a special show. And there was the staff was like, you were just here in September and you did a completely different 2 hours. No one's ever done that before. You know, I mean, I wrote 2 hours since September. You know, I write a ton of jokes, and I think that they're going to love it. But just so everybody knows, I am an adult act. If you bring your kids, don't be creeped out by me, okay?
Fair warning.
Just spend the money. Yeah.
Fair warning. Well, at the live shows, because you do have so much new material, do you ever run into fans who, you know, show up wanting to hear some of your old material because that's their favorite? I mean, how do you balance that at the live shows?
Well, what I do is I just tell them, hey, look, I don't do old material because you've already had it recorded. Now, because you're drunk right now, you might think it'd be awesome just to hear me do it live. But what's going to happen tomorrow, you're going to go, that fat guy ripped me off. You know, I mean, most of my fans, okay, aren't the richest people in the world, you know? And if you buy, you know, if they buy tickets to see me, you know, by all means, I'm going to give them a great show. A lot of them, it takes 2 hours or more to pay for the ticket. You know, that way we're even if I do 2 hours.
So really you're looking out for your fans that way?
Yeah, I'm looking out for them, you know. Comedy's not like music. Music, you want to hear the hits. The last thing you want to hear is the new stuff. But in comedy, if you know it's all coming, what makes you laugh is always writing the new stuff. And so I write more than probably most comedians. I can't think of one that writes faster. But I'm a different type of guy. I mean, I've been doing it nearly 25 years. You know, I mean, I'm a little out there.
You mentioned being a little out there. In some of the interviews I've read, you have this quote about how great comedians aren't cut from silk. You know, their life is miserable. So do you feel in order to be a good comedian, you kind of have to have a miserable life so you have things to draw from?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I really don't know if anything is very much easy. You know, life's tough on us all sometimes. You know, as a kid that I grew up dirt poor and stuff, and ashamed and thought of as white trash. And, you know, I only had one pair of shoes to last the whole year. I had two pairs of jeans and four shirts. That's it. And it was that's what you got. That's what you started school with. And, you know, I was a little... it's hard. It's a hard life, you know. Great comedians aren't cut from silk. We're cut from tater sacks. It's a hard, hard life.
Do you feel like
smooth and easy.
Do you feel like it's therapeutic to be able to kind of get up in front of people and poke fun of some of these things that were difficult about life?
You know, I think it's therapeutic for the audience to come and laugh. I think it's something that they don't get to do very often, you know. I haven't laughed at a sitcom, and I don't know how long, you know. I think Community made me laugh because my buddy is on it, my pal Ken Jeong, who was in The Hangover and stuff, you know, he's on it. And but I got to be honest with you, I need laughter. And I think that's what the stand-up comedy gives them. And I think there's a big movement in this country, you know, during hard times to move towards stand-up because, you know, people need to laugh.
So like you mentioned, you've been on the road for 25 years, nearly a quarter of a century. What are some of the most important things that maybe that you've learned being out on the road and performing in front of people?
That people are basically the same, you know. You know, no audience is dumb as what you think, and no audience is smart as what you think. They're pretty much the same. They just want to be laughed, you know. They want to laugh. They came to your show to hear you, you know, make me laugh, please, please. And they want you to succeed, you know. They want you to be great because they spent their time, money, and effort making it happen. And, you know, I can't fault anybody for any of that. That's a beautiful sentiment.
Well, you appear to be succeeding very well when you come through the area. You have a sold-out show in Fort Smith on Wednesday, a sold-out show in Fayetteville here. There are some tickets left to the show in Little Rock, so congratulations on all of that. What are you most looking forward to doing while you're back in Arkansas?
My niece just graduated from the University of Arkansas in December. She's graduating almost 2 years early. And my nephew has a house in Fayetteville that he's renovating. And so I'm going to hang out with them and just get low-key and drive around and go, oh, man, there used to be a Mr. Burger right here, you know. Oh, man, you know, that's what I'm going to do, you know. I'm just going to try and see some old friends and have some good laughs. And I want to see the, you know, university and stuff. But, you know, that's it. I just want to, I'm a simple dude, man. You know, I'm not complicated at all, sugar.
Ralphie May will perform at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville Thursday night, but the show is sold out. There are still tickets available for his performance at the Robinson Center Music Hall in Little Rock for Friday night. More information is available at ralphiemay.com. For more information on comedians performing at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville this winter season, visit uarcbowl.com.
In Mali, the French military fights Islamist militants with airstrikes and awaits the arrival of an African force to help battle Al-Qaeda-linked rebels. And in Aleppo, Syrian government fighters and rebels trade fire, but neither side makes much progress. I'm Celeste Headlee. What's at stake in hotspots around the world? Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.